On the air, online, from New York City, border to border, and coast to coast, you're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Yes, you are, and thank you for coming by. Welcome to the Big Radio Show. Happy Monday to you on this 10th day of May, 2021. My name is Tom Sullivan. So, the weekend was full of lots of news, for which most of it would not affect you in any way. The Kentucky Derby, did the trainer cheat? The horse doesn't know. The horse is just standing around. Somebody called the horse a junkie, and I'm thinking, no, the horse isn't like wandering around in a bad neighborhood looking for drugs. So anyway, they're working on whether or not that was false test or what they're going to do with the Kentucky Derby. We've got, meantime, the horse is on its way to Baltimore for the Preakness coming up on Saturday. We'll see if it actually gets to run. We had the Chinese space junk. Nope, no harm, no foul, huh? Did not hit anybody. But you go, they got 10 more launches of the same type of rocket. They're building a space station. China's building its own. We are over there in the other part of the space neighborhood where we're inviting in the Russians and the Japanese and the Israelis and the, I don't know, from all over the world. But the Chinese are going to build their own. Yeah, we're building our own over here. So we got all that. We'll see what happens out of all of that. But then we had a thing that really was the big news story over the weekend, besides the birther person celebration, was, that's what they're calling it now. No, you can't say mom. It's too gender specific. So, well, I don't know. What if you relate as a mom? But the big story was Elon Musk on Saturday Night Live, and there was a big stink brewing because the way Saturday Night Live works is they get together, I think on Tuesday, and the script writers finish up the scripts on Tuesday. They're under a lot of pressure to write those scripts quickly and get them done. I've heard some of these writers be interviewed, and it's a pressure cooker. So they get into the room on Tuesday or Wednesday, and they start their rehearsals. Well, Elon Musk was the host of Saturday Night Live. And some of the people that are, I mean, that to be a cast member of SNL, you're in the comedy world, that's got to be huge. And they dream of someday being able to be on Saturday Night Live as a cast member. Some of them said, I'm not appearing on any sketch in which Elon Musk is involved. I'm not sure why. For those of you that know or don't like Elon Musk, what is it specifically? What is the complaint about him? I know he's a weird guy, but so there's a lot of weird people. I'm sure some people think I'm weird. It's okay to be weird. But is that it? I mean, okay, so he got the U.S. government to subsidize a lot of his what's that? Well, the Tesla, people get tax breaks for buying Teslas, so the government's helping people buy the car. They're not helping you buy a Ford, but they'll help you to buy a Tesla. Well, I should take that back. Ford's now out with, don't they have the electric Mustang? I think they do. Is it? It's coming soon. But I mean, what is it? Volkswagen has an electric car, so they're all kind of dabbling in the area. But no question about it, Elon Musk figured out. I mean, the last electric car that was made was what, back in 1905 or something. It didn't sell, so now he's reinvented it. It's big. Then he did Bohr, which is a big, giant drill that bores tunnels. And he's using that for companies and cities and counties and states that want to bore a hole, you know, for a subway tunnel or something like that. A tunnel, just you want to build a tunnel. The highway department of your state. Who do you call for a bore machine? You call Elon Musk. I think that was also subsidized. What else did he have? He had that. He's got, yeah, I know, SpaceX. SpaceX, highly subsidized by the government. Is that what the beef is? Oh, the flamethrowers, yeah. I like those. He's got the solar panels. He's a strange guy, but it takes somebody like that to come up with all these things. So Elon Musk was going to be the host on Saturday Night Live. I did not see the show Saturday night. I've seen clips of it since then. And there's a cast member, A.D. Bryant. I have long ago forgotten from the not ready for primetime players who they are. But I look up her photo. She's kind of a heavyset comedian. I wonder what her beef was. A.D. Bryant on Shrill final season. Oh, is she quitting? I'm not sure what her beef is. So anyway, Elon Musk was on, and he came out and gave the open, and he had his mom on with him. She came out, and he just, I've never seen him other than just in a one-on-one with reporters at firing questions at him, and he'll answer a quick question sitting behind a table or something. But this was him standing up there. He looked like the geeky, goofy kid that you went to school with. Smart, but super geeky. He looked so awkward. He did not seem to know what to do. But it was interesting, so he did the open and seemed like it went well. Had no idea there was a protest going on behind the curtain. But then he got to the weekend update. And we got to the, you know what they were going to do. One of the cryptocurrencies is something, I want to call it doggy coin because that's the way it's spelled, but it's pronounced Dogecoin. And I'm just going, for the life of me, I don't understand what that is all about. Because it was supposedly started as a joke. And here's Elon Musk, along with Michael Che, and what's the other guy's name? Colin Jost. And so this is the bit with Elon Musk.
What are cryptocurrencies?
They're a type of digital money, but instead of being controlled by a central government, they're decentralized using blockchain technology. And lately, prices have been soaring for cryptos like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and especially Dogecoin.
Oh, right. Now, what is Dogecoin?
Well, it actually started as a joke based on an internet meme. But now it's taken off in a very real way.
Okay, but what is Dogecoin?
Well, it was created in 2013 and has a circulating supply of 117 billion coins, of which 113 billion have already been mined.
Right, cool. So what is Dogecoin?
Yeah, like I said, it's a digital currency.
Like, okay, for instance, this is a dollar, right? It's real.
Say, sort of.
Yeah,
sort of
okay.
Real. Yeah.
So what is Dogecoin?
About as real as that dollar.
Me? Well, I've actually been reading a lot about it, yeah, and I'm trying to diversify my investment portfolio. Mm-hmm. My question is, what is Dogecoin?
I'm glad you asked.
It's a good question.
Well, it's the future of currency. It's an unstoppable financial vehicle that's going to take over the world.
I get that, but what is it, man?
I keep telling you, it's a cryptocurrency you can trade for conventional money.
Oh, so it's a hustle.
Yeah, it's a hustle.
I didn't say that, man. Godfather, everybody.
And there it went. And the Dogecoin fell 22% right after Elon Musk called it a hustle. He also revealed that he has Asperger's and that A.D. Bryant would not appear. for I'm not sure what reason. He said he was the first one to have Asperger's and be on Saturday Night Live. That's not true. Dan Aykroyd also suffers from Asperger's. I don't even know how to pronounce it. So, A.D. Bryant did not appear in any sketches after appearing to take a dig over the cent billions fortune in an Instagram story. I don't know what the is she mad at him because he's wealthy? Is that what the problem was? In any case, out of this whole thing, he called Dogecoin a hustle and it fell 22%. So I'm just looking at the current value of the cryptocurrencies, and Dogecoin is down almost 20% today. It's now, you can buy one Dogecoin for 45 cents. And then there's Tether and Cardano and Polkadot and Ethereum and Ethereum 2. And then the big daddy is Bitcoin. I had somebody send me a tweet last week asking me to comment about the cryptos. I guess I go back to Peter Lynch. Peter Lynch was a renowned investment guy. And one of the things that he lived by was only invest in businesses that you understand. Don't invest in something because it's a hot topic. Don't invest in something because everybody else is investing in it. If you understand Bitcoin, then... And you're comfortable investing in it. My discomfort is I don't understand it. I've read about it. So the comedy was they kept asking, what is it? Because people have tried to explain it, and I keep walking away going, I still don't understand. And more importantly is there have been facilities that have been the bank of Bitcoin that have been hacked. And all of a sudden, there goes all your money. It's not like FDIC insured. I don't know. Maybe you're into it. I'm not. 855-295-6600.
It seems like you might live in an alternative reality, okay?
All right, he got me. I'm a robot. So one of the deals that my wife and I have, I've talked about this before. We had a relative, an older relative, who was so technologically afraid that she did not even know how to use a bank ATM. Did not know, was scared to death of it. So... she wanted extra money. She would go in like the old days, and at the grocery store, she would buy her groceries and she would write a check, yes, for $20 more, and that would be her pocket money for a few days. Then my wife and I said to each other, we will not ever fall behind on whatever the technology is. Whatever it is, we've got to learn it and use it. So we've got the iPhones and the iPads and the laptops. We got all that stuff. And I'm comfortable with it. I love it. I love technology. But I'm looking at this crypto thing and I go, I don't understand it. And it worries me because I'm thinking this may be something that may turn into be a real currency. It's already an asset class. On Wall Street, they're referring to it as an asset class. Asset class, cash, stocks, bonds, real estate, commodities, and crypto. 855-295-6600. Brendan in Nevada. Hi, Brendan.
Hey, Tom. Thank you for the taking my call. So I'm in my 40s. I do general construction. I grew up in finance. And most of the guys in my age group love crypto because it's a way for us to actually make a dent in the finance market. And it's hard for us young guys with not a lot of extra capital to take risk and make a dent in the finance market. You can't go out and buy big. Go ahead.
So the dent being you buy XYZ stock and it goes up a couple of bucks. You buy crypto and it goes up thousands of dollars. Is that what you're saying? In other words, the reward.
Not only that, because when I was a young man, I grew up in the dot-com market, and there was also those explosive markets. But it took a lot more capital, whereas younger guys with less capital can get in at a lower percentage rate. You know what I mean? So there's
because I'm looking at Bitcoin's $55,000 a coin.
No, but they have
slivers, right? They sell slivers.
Correct. And not only Bitcoin, but there's so many now that sell all these derivatives of under a cent that you can get in. Whereas, you're looking at financial market guys, because I grew up with those guys, everything's a gigantic number.
Right.
Yeah.
So do you trust, you said the magic word, which is a dirty word for a lot of people, is derivatives. Wall Street uses derivatives all day long.
Well, I grew up in the options market, and that was a dirty word back then.
Right, and when it goes bad, it goes bad very big and very fast. So is that the same with the? Is that the same with
the banking market? So it is lending. So it is everything now, doesn't it?
True.
When it goes bad, it goes really
bad. Yes, it goes down faster than it goes up.
It's an easy entry point for younger people that want to invest and try to make a dent in the market to get in. Guys that don't have $250,000 to $1 million to make a dent in the market.
So is this a trade or an investment?
I think it's both, in all honesty. I think people actually believe in it. And I know it's a hard thing to wrap your mind around because I grew up from a father that was only in finance and only believed in blue, you know what I'm saying? And
you're talking about me. You're talking about me. Yes.
Yeah, no.
It's
me. My dad might even know you. He grew up back east. You know what I mean? He knew Charles Schwab when he moved out west. I mean, same thing, but there is opportunity is what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, it's new and it's exciting. I just want to know more about how the pieces work for me to get more comfortable with it. Well, I could talk to you forever, but they're giving me the shove here. Brendan, thank you.
Amendment 101. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
Yes, you are. And so just with Elon Musk joking about Dogecoin, I wish they would call it Doggy Coin. It's D-O-G-E coin. Why can't you pronounce that Doggy Coin? It's just seems much friendlier to me. But there's a lot about it that more than the name that I don't understand. 855-295-6600. Jimmy, welcome to the program. Thanks for calling. Can you help me out?
Yes, I can. Hey, Tom, I've been listening for a couple years now. I love the show. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So, And how do I get comfortable? How do I get comfortable with crypto?
So with crypto, so probably the most important thing that you have to see about what's going on now. So first off, as the previous caller said, you can get in for like minimal amounts of money and these crazy multiplications of money that happen in such a short time due to the volatility. Those are huge, but they all follow this thing called the Bitcoin cycle. And so every 4 years, the amount at which Bitcoin are mined, I don't want to get too technical into that because you got a radio show, but the amount at which Bitcoin get mined gets cut in half every 4 years. And the last time Bitcoin halved, so to speak, was last April. And that is what set off this crazy bull run that crypto is on. And I think it has gotten, I don't want to say excessive, but it is due to, you know, the printing of money and all this stuff that's happened in the past year. It has just caused things to go absolutely ballistic.
Well, but it's not just crypto, though, Jimmy. That's the thing. I mean, you take a look at the price of a lot of stocks that we're at record highs. They don't make sense. Mm-hmm. They're at multiples that I've never seen before. And everybody seems fine with it. And everybody's afraid to get off of the gravy train, but they know it's coming when there will be a correction. So do you think the prices for crypto will correct sometime?
Oh, yes, of course they will. They always do. You can look at the Bitcoin chart, the price chart for all time, and you'll see these massive, massive upswings and then these pair of these things that go, they almost go just as hard down. So, like, for example, so the number two thing right now that a lot of people are talking about in crypto is this thing called Ethereum. And now March 2020, right before the last Bitcoin halving cycle, you could buy one coin of Ethereum for $125 a coin. Now, if you were to sell it, last time I checked, it had just dropped below 4K per
right,
coin.
Right, it's just under 4,000.
In a year.
Yes.
Yes, the stock market definitely is going gangbusters, but the crypto, the multiplications are absurd in this.
So, but just my general investment philosophy is that if there is a tremendous amount of volatility, I step aside, I step away. I don't like super, super, super volatility because, like I said, what goes up comes down faster. So I'm leery of, it's not just crypto, it's anything in the investment business. I don't like I don't like roller coasters. I love roller coasters at the theme park. I don't like them in the investment world. And that's what they seem to be.
You're definitely 100% right there. The volatility is, I'd say, unparalleled as far as financial markets go. But the thing is, a lot of these people, they're kind of follow the same cycle, and they all know that the correction is coming. And so Bitcoin will probably get cut like 50% whenever the crash happens, you know, over like a month, month and a half. But all these other cryptos that everyone talks about and you'll see on social media, those are going to dump 90% of their all-time high at the peak of the market. And it's going to be almost instantly because you compound all these things with social media. Oh yeah, it's crazy.
One of the things investment firms have studied this ad nauseum, but they've gone out and they've asked people, why don't you invest in the stock market? And the number one answer is, I tried it, and I got burned, and I'm never going back. And I'm wondering, since this is a fairly new asset class, if the people that are going to be riding that 90% downhill ride are going to say, that's it, and the whole thing will just disappear.
So you're definitely a good chunk will, a good chunk should, because, you know, it's just completely insane to lose 90% of your initial investment. But then you also I've been following a lot, and there are a lot of people who got in at 2016, 2017, which is when the last, you know, big bull run crash thing happened for crypto. And they said, you know, they're like, all right, yeah, they're like, they held through that, and it was just absolutely just emotionally crushing. But they accumulated in the bear market. where almost nothing happens for a good 2 to 2.5 years. And a lot of these people, you know, even if they could just get $100 a month and they can get it into whatever coin they think is going to take off when Bitcoin halves again, when the super cycle sets off again, they make incredible gains. So like if you go to McDonald's and you've got, you know, the person taking your order, maybe they're 25, 26 years old. If they've been in crypto for, you know, 3-4 years, they could be worth over $100,000 during a bull run, which just is mind-boggling.
I'm looking at Bitcoin. So I'm back in 2015, and I just landed on any old date, August, $264 for one Bitcoin in 2015. Mm-hmm. So that was almost 6 years ago. So then it had a spike up to $15,000 in 2018. Then fell back down to $3,400 in 2019. And 1 year ago, it was up to $9,300. 1 year ago. Now, it's at $55,000. Crazy.
You said it.
I mean,
but that people are buying it. People are selling it. I don't fully get it either. But I'm right in the
I have a friend of mine. I have a friend of mine that's such a smart guy. He's so smart. He's a professional investment portfolio manager. And he manages a lot of money. And he said that if crypto got down below 50, he would buy, or below 60, he would buy, because he got to 60,000. Let me just check here. Yeah, it was, April 16th, it was $61,000. So he said if it gets down below 60, he would dabble. If it got below 50, he would buy. I'm looking and going, but it was 9,000 a year ago. I'm thinking 9,000 to 55,000 is 45,000, half of that. So say 20, take 20,000 off of this. I might buy some of it if it was 35, which it was in the beginning of this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's completely reasonable. But the thing with it is that, I mean, the inflation and whatnot, all the money printing, and every asset class has had this. But with Bitcoin, though, you can go back and look at the absolute top of the 2016-2017 bull run. And if you bought the absolute top, it could not have been worse. If you bought your Bitcoin at $20,000, you know, you bought the top, and it's just pushing all the way down to $3,000. Yeah, I mean, you're up now if you held the whole time. It's almost to $60,000.
I know.
And a lot of a lot of people say that, you know what, I'm going to time in the market beats time in the market. A lot of these investment strategies are coming in to the crypto world now. Now they're not used to the market manipulation that these crazy Bitcoin whales can do. They can pump prices of low
and that's coins,
you know, up 40,
and that's 40%. That's what worries me. I got to hit a break, but Jimmy, thank you. Very interesting. I don't know. Don't we have just as good of a chance by putting it on red or black?
I have a different opinion. You agree with me or you are a bleep, 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 bleep.
Follow me on Twitter. The address is @SullivanRadio. Kevin Beauregard says, investing in cryptocurrency is gambling on steroids. Yeah, I mean, yes. That's where I am. And I, if I wanted to hold it, I can't. It's in the cyber world. I don't know where it is. Cyberloafing says, if you ever start buying Bitcoin, Dogecoin, or other cryptocurrency, do not lose the password for your wallet. At least two tech experts I follow have well over $100,000 in Bitcoin and lost their passwords. Oh, that's not good. Isn't there a forgot my password link or something like that that you can? It's got to be. Tom Spleen says the other semiconductor shortage reason is because raw material shortage for the semiconductors. Source have their origins in Taiwan and Japan, as those are the two main sources for the material, which is why China is interested in taking over Taiwan. Jay says, Tom, I have a great idea about poppy stocks. I want in. Why don't we start some? Why don't we just start something? There's a whole list of cryptocurrencies that I'm sure you've never heard of before. I think it's out of control. There's Bitcoin, there's Ethereum, there's Ethereum 2, Binance Coin, Dogecoin, Tether, Cardano, XRP. What's that? Polkadot, Bitcoin Cash. Yeah. Can I get cash? Can I cash in? Litecoin, Chainlink, Uniswap, Stellar Lumens, USD Coin, VeChain, Ethereum Classic, Shiba Inu, Solana, Theta, Filecoin. The list is too long to read. There's even Pancake Swap. So I'm on page one. There are 169 pages of crypto coin, cryptocurrency, according to Coinbase. I'm sorry. I'm loose. I just can't get past my normal trepidations on something like this. By the way, speaking of trepidations, there's a lot of stink about the mask, about the president keeps wearing the mask. I'm to the point where this is, if you want to wear a mask, okay. I'm not going to yell at you. I didn't yell at you if you had a MAGA hat. I'm not going to yell at you if you got a mask. But Jeff Zients, who is the new Dr. Deborah Birx, was on with Jake Tapper's Sunday show. And Jake Tapper grilled him.
Is it really necessary for a fully vaccinated person to wear a mask at a limited indoor gathering if everyone there is vaccinated?
Well, the CDC has given guidance that when you're with family and friends that are vaccinated in small groups, you don't need a mask.
So why does President Biden, in a room full of vaccinated journalists, look, with everybody in that room vaccinated, why does he need to wear a mask?
The president is going to continue to follow the CDC guidance.
That was clear as mud. Yeah, you just follow CDC guidance, which says you don't have to, but then the president's going to follow it. What? That made no sense whatsoever. So to the great philosopher Dave Chappelle, he weighed in on whether you should wear a mask as well.
No one can be woke enough. You know, I'm torn because I like a warrior for a good cause, but I'm really into tactics. You're not going to nag people into behaving
right
in a way that's, you know, in fact, if you continue with this tone, even if you're right, you'll be very hard to hear.
So right. Chappelle is so right. The more you nag somebody about it, the more they're not going to do it. I truly do not understand. If you read the CDC guidelines, if you've gotten both shots or the J&J single shot, and it's been 2 weeks, you are considered by medical science to be fully vaccinated. So it seems to me this is a yes or no question. Have you been fully vaccinated? Yes, you don't need to wear a mask. No, you need to wear a mask. What's so hard about this? But I can't believe the guy who's the Deborah Birx person now, Jeff Zients, said, no, you don't need to wear a mask. I mean, the CDC guidelines. Well, why is Biden wearing them? Well, because he's following the CDC guidelines. Even Jason Chaffetz says that was as clear as mud.
Joe Biden's got more stimulus to sell. He's out there trying to sell Congress and the American people that we still have this crisis. And so you got to pass trillions of dollars of more relief packages. I think he's got his sales hat on. I don't think it is the proper role of government. I do think he is sending mixed messages. When he walked from on the White House to onto the North Lawn, after announcing that you don't need to wear one outside, it was kind of a joke. But if you're going to look to Joe Biden to make your own determination, I think you're looking in the wrong place. He's selling something right now.
I do, too. I mean, I griped about this. I said, if you're looking at Donald Trump for your medical advice, but a lot of people did, I said, you're crazy. And it's the same with Joe Biden. If you're looking to Joe Biden for your medical advice, I'm sorry, they're politicians. That's not what they know. But depending upon what tribe you're in, I just offended everybody. Well, Bitcoin's down today. So is the stock market. One man comment line ban. We took away his Bitcoin from him. Are we paying the comment line ban in Bitcoin now? I think we are. The Dow is down 34 today. To 34,742. S&P down 44. NASDAQ, ouch, down 350. That's a 2.5% drop on the NASDAQ. The price of gold up $5.40 to $18.36. The price of oil unchanged at $64 for one barrel of oil. On the comment line, this caller says we rely too heavily on automation.
Do you think that we've gone too much into automation? We don't have people in the loop anymore. You don't have people at the booster stations. Everything's a mouse click away. You know, kind of like the old War Games movie where we depended on automation so much, people weren't in the loop. And by the time everyone figured out what happened, things escalate.
Yeah, well, they're probably looking at that over at the oil pipeline company. This caller says public opinion is key.
You know, there is no more court of law in America anymore. What we have is court of public opinion. And we all know opinions are like they're part of the human anatomy. Everybody has one and they all stink.
I don't know about that last part, but yeah, we do live in the world of public opinion. Thanks for coming by. We'll see you tomorrow.